This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
I love music, and I love to run. Those who have been in my car while driving have most likely heard my running playlist set to shuffle. One song can be a praise and worship Jesus song. The next one could be a country song, then a pop radio hit, a Broadway musical showstopper, a song from Glee, and last but not least, a Disney hit song. Today, while driving home from hearing confessions at the Franciscan place, a Disney song indeed, in fact, came on from the movie Beauty and the Beast. It wasn't the opening bell. It wasn't the famous Be Our Guest. It was the titular song, Beauty and the Beast. Today's gospel story truly is a tale as old as time, a tune as old as song, and a song as old as rhyme. Today we heard in today's gospel, the foot washing is a classic example of the love of Jesus, our God. And my favorite character in the gospel passage today is Peter, what I like to sometimes call the king of foot and mouth disease. First, he says, "You will never wash my feet." Yet once Jesus assures him that he must, then he says, "Of course, not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." And then Jesus reminds him that it will only be his feet. Peter, in a matter of moments, is finding that he needs to change and is learning that he was wrong. The gospel story is both bittersweet and strange. Jesus, the master, washes the disciples' feet. That indeed would have been very strange. And it is bittersweet because we know that it is the meal that Jesus had with his friends, yet it is the last time he will celebrate this meal before he is betrayed. The gospel story is certain as the sun rising in the east. It comes to us year after year, every Holy Week for centuries. It truly is a tale as old as time, a tune as old as song, and a song as old as rhyme. Something that I certainly will remember year after year is an experience I had today after hearing someone's confession. I was asked this question after I had prayed the prayer of absolution. This person said, "You know, at the Last Supper, did the disciples really receive the body and blood of Jesus?" I immediately said yes. Then I was asked, "Well, how do you know?" I was panicking on the inside, but then a gift of the Holy Spirit came to me. And I said, "Because I believe in the words of Jesus to be true. If Jesus said the bread is his body, then it is his body. If Jesus says the wine is his blood, then it is his blood." At every Mass, and particularly tonight, we gather to eat a meal and to do it in remembrance of Jesus. This meal, though, is supposed to change us. Jesus rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He bended unexpectedly and changed the world's view of a master forever.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church Podcast. to listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit AssumptionSYR.org.